Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, two NASA astronauts have been stuck on the International Space Station for more than 2 months and could be forced to stay there until February next year. Now, they originally only went up for 8 days, but concerns over the safety of the spacecraft that brought them there have meant that they can't leave. And I want to find out how common something like this is. You go up to space for 8 days and end up celebrating the new year before you get home. Space commentator Leo Enright joins me on the line. Leo, what exactly happened here?
Oh, Adrian, this is such a mess. You know, it's like those that occasion, you know, that people have in their home where the plumber comes in to fix a tap. And then that night, some pipe has got loose and bursts. The ceiling falls in. You look up through the hole in the ceiling and discover that the beams holding the ceiling up have got woodworms. I mean, it's just this cascade of problems. And, you know, normally NASA, if they've one problem, they fix it and that's the end of it. But this has just gone from bad to worse to worser.
So these particular astronauts were going up to space for 8 days. It's a, you know, it's a short enough visit. But now it seems they could be there for months on end.
Yes, absolutely. And that is looking more and more like the reality now, Adrian. This thing is built by the Boeing company. You may have heard of them recently.
Yep.
And this really is just astonishing, because Boeing were the people who built the rocket that sent Americans to the moon. These are the people who know how to do space. And so the idea that this spaceship, the Starliner, they call it, would have so many problems, really came out of left field. It was a tiny leak initially. Again, almost going back to the plumber analogy, it was a tube smaller than that water tube in your house. And there was a tiny little valve the size of my pinky, the nail at the end of my pinky. That came loose on several of the rocket engines that control this spaceship. NASA originally thought, no big deal. They got up there. They're bound to be able to get back. And then as days moved into weeks, it began to dawn on them that the problem might be bigger than they thought. So now they're in a situation where they thought, okay, we'll just send them back with Elon Musk's spaceship, and we'll bring the Boeing Starliner back without a crew, just as a robot back to Earth. But it turns out that the Starliner doesn't have the computer software on board to leave the space station without two astronauts sitting in the seat.
Right. God, this is nightmare stuff. Now, a couple of things have been puzzling me. If I go for a weekend away of a holiday, 3 or 4 days, I bring a small wheelie bag with me. If I'm going on a 2 or 3 week holiday, I bring a big suitcase. If I'm going away for 2 or 3 months, I bring two suitcases. What do they do for clothes and stuff like that? That they, you know, they were only planning to be there for 8 days.
Well, to give you an idea of just how bad to worse this has been going, they were sitting in their capsule waiting to launch when the toilet broke on the space station. I'm not making this up, okay? The toilet broke on the space station. The station phoned down for a piece of toilet that they now needed on the space station. So the astronauts did the decent thing. They made room in their spaceship for the piece for the toilet, which was fairly large. And the room that they made for that piece of toilet was those suitcases.
Right. Okay.
So they arrived up at the space station with no new underwear, no change of clothes, nothing.
Okay, stay there for a second, Leo. This is bizarre. It really is. Rory Fitzpatrick is the CEO of the National Space Centre. Rory, what sort of an impact will it have on these two astronauts, whose names, by the way, are Barry Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams? What sort of effect and impact will it have on them?
Hi, Adrian. Thanks for having me on. It's very, very interesting. Like, overall, if you look at what's going on, and Leo's spot on here, a lot of this has been the kind of tumbling and accelerating panic or worry that's going on home. Butch and Sonny went up, and they expected 8 days. I think the big problem for them is that there had been a bunch of leaks and issues with parachutes. There was a whole host of things went wrong in their test phases leading up to it. And I think when they went to dock, 5 out of the 38 engines failed. And like Leo said, is they were able to bring them back online and dock. One of the engines didn't come back up, but 4 of the 5 that went off did. And they were able to dock on the space station. But of course, when you're in docking, a collision could be fatal for the space station itself and all on board. So they would have been quite nervous. I think what you've got going on in the background is a delay on SpaceX, because as Leo said, they want to look at options of using SpaceX to retrieve the crew, because SpaceX has a very good record of their stuff up there. Now, there is a SpaceX Crew 8 is sitting on the space station at the moment, and one of the big problems they have is that the Starliner is actually, there's 2 available docks for the commercial missions, and SpaceX is sitting Crew 8 in one, and the Starliner is in the other. Now, if they can't undock the Starliner, they have to undock Crew 8 and replace it with the next SpaceX. So there's a load of stuff going on in the background where they're looking at their options, and I think that's why SpaceX Starliner has been delayed, because they need to be able to do options.
Sorry to cut across you. In terms of day-to-day things like food, if you're planning to go somewhere for 8 days and end up there for months on end, is there enough food even for them?
I don't think the food would be a particular problem unless this went on. Like, for example, Oleg Kononenko, he's been in space for 1,065 days. And Tracy Cadwell is still up there. She's 328 days. Nikolai Chubb, the Russian, he's up there. We're on the Soyuz mission, the 25. And then on the SpaceX mission, you have 4 of them. You've got Matthew Dominic, Michael Barrett, Janet Epps, and Alexander Grebkin. And they've all been up there for 158 days. Actually, I think Barrett was there for 370. So they have food supplies and stuff like that for a full crew, and they do have missions going up soon. So I don't think the actual food and that kind of stuff would be the big issue. Their big issue really is that if they were to, and this I think is what they're struggling with at the moment, is if they upgrade the software to allow an autonomous undocking and re-entry so that they can bring the astronauts back down with the SpaceX mission, then they have a risk that it might go wrong. And if the thrusters start going offline, or if they start activating while it's attached to the space station, you have a much bigger problem. So, like, you've rooms full of engineers from Boeing and from NASA having to debate this. And obviously, you've 2 separate companies. They might be blaming each other. You don't know what's going on in the background. But this is a huge issue just on what risk they take and what they do to mitigate and fix the problem.
Okay, and finally, back to you, Leo. These astronauts, it looks like, are going to be aboard the space station until well into the new year, well into 2025.
Oh, I think so. I think in all probability, that's the way it's going to work. The way they're going to deal with the food is that they will send back to Earth a crew that are just about to finish their increment. That crew will be replaced, but only by a smaller crew than they had intended. And that way, they'll always have, roughly speaking, the same number of astronauts all the time on the station, with plenty of food to feed everybody. But the first thing they have to do is get that clucking hen, the Boeing Starliner, off that docking port so that they can start using it again.
All right. Space commentator Leo Enright and Rory Fitzpatrick, CEO of the National Space Centre. Thanks very much indeed, both of you, for joining us. Just got this message in, and this is about the broken toilet. And the message says, was it the ball cock that broke on the space toilet? It's a common problem. You can get a new one handy from Screwfix. They also deliver. Thank you for that advice.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.